Hello, my name is Valia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
No.
May I have the reason you're calling?
The reason I called is that I have a family member who's married. His wife tested positive for COVID, but he tested negative. He asked me what I recommend. I said, I can't leave my wife, but that's up to him because he's had leukemia before. Okay, and I was just wondering, can he effectively quarantine himself inside that house with his wife positive?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. He could actually quarantine himself. I'm glad you called because I just went through this about a month ago with my husband. The way our house is set up is we have a master bedroom, and the master bedroom has a bathroom in it. He pretty much stayed in that bedroom for about 14 days. I would cook, bring food, and I would leave the food at the door, as sad as it said. But I kept a lot of Lysol, Clorox wipe, hand sanitizer. I sanitized pretty much everything that I felt like he had came in contact with, as far as the stoves, the telephone, the light switches, the knobs on the sink, the everything. And on the 13th day, what we did is he also wore masks. We wore face masks in the house. While we were in the home, it was very uncomfortable. If I wasn't in the kids' room and I came outside of the bedroom, we wore face masks. Actually, me and my kids, we were actually lucky that we didn't catch it. But it's ways that he could quarantine himself, depending upon how the house is made. If they have a master bedroom with a bathroom in it,
they don't.
So they she would actually have to come out, and they would have to share the same bathroom.
Right.
In that case, he would need to buy a lot of Lysol, spray Lysol. Anytime that he would come out and he would have to use the same bathroom with her, he would need to sanitize everything from the toilet to the doorknob to the light switch to the knobs on the sink to the bathtub to everything to keep himself from not catching it. I understand it's a stressful situation because you don't want to leave your spouse in a situation like that. But if he has underlying health conditions, it could be worse on him if he actually came in contact with it than on her and she's healthy. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So he's going to have to take proper precautions in order to protect himself. If he could afford it, maybe he could go get a motel room and leave her in the house.
Well, see, that's the question he asked me. I said, because I can't leave my wife. Now, you asked me what I would do. I'll stay with my wife. My wife will feel like that's an abandonment first. So no, I pray and I just do all my safety cautions and safety measures and stuff. But that's me. But he said that he felt he couldn't leave his wife either.
And I can understand that. That's a hard decision that you have to make. Me, I don't have any underlying health conditions. I don't have any issues at all. So when my husband did come in contact with it, I wasn't scared, you know, for myself. I knew that if I came in contact with it, that I could get over it because, you know, I don't have any, and I'm young, and I don't have any other health issues. But what worries me in his situation is that he has health issues. He's already battled leukemia. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so to actually put himself at risk, I'm going to say this. His wife would miss him for four. It would better for him to leave her for 14 days than have to actually leave her and not come back. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
if he actually get in contact with it and can't beat it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it would be better for him to quarantine for 14 days than to come in contact with it and actually die. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know there. Like I said, I don't know how he would actually be able to do that by them sharing the same bathroom.
Right.
Other than to say that he could get him a motel room and maybe he could stop by, you know, to take her the things that she need, you know, and things of that matter, and they could video chat on a daily basis. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's other ways around it because that's my concern with him, that he has leukemia.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's up to him.
Right.
As far as what he wants to do on that situation.
Okay, well, I
but it wouldn't, just let him know that you talked to someone, and I advise that it wouldn't be good for him if he came in contact with it. It wouldn't be good for him at all.
Okay, I'll let him know that.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, ma'am. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.